minutes past eight. Big news late last night, just after 10 o'clock, that a former police officer in Minneapolis in the US was found guilty of two charges of murder and one of manslaughter following the death of George Floyd in the city last May. Last night's verdict led to this reaction from crowds outside the courthouse. Of course, the case prompted the rise of the Black Lives Matter campaign. Demonstrations across the world happened last year. We had demonstrations here in Dorset in towns like Weymouth and Bournemouth. That was the crowd in Bournemouth last year. Well, let's talk to Dr. Deborah Gabriel, who lectures at Bournemouth University, and she's the founder of Black British Academics. She's on with us now. Morning, Deborah. Your reaction, first of all, to that verdict last night?
Yes, my reaction is I've been following the trial and hoping that really within this new administration in the US under President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, that there might be a different outcome to this trial than we have seen with other trials, even when the circumstances were so similar. And on the one hand, it's extremely sad, you know, because a black man had to die so publicly pleading for his life that he was denied, and that had to be seen by the world before justice could be served. So there is a reason to be jubilant, because it hopefully marks a change in the treatment of black and brown communities, a change in the use of force and the use of lethal force against black and brown people, and a reform of the police, reform and re-education, and rethinking about how they treat different populations. And this doesn't just have implications for the US, but elsewhere, because the criminalization of black and brown communities and the use of force against those communities isn't just an issue in the US. It's an issue elsewhere. So hopefully this conviction will signal change elsewhere as well.
And what would you like that change? I mean, is it a case of re-education, retraining within these forces? Is it just the threat that there could be a criminal prosecution if you do misbehave? Is not nearly a strong enough word, but I'll use it for now. Misbehave like this, because you know there have been previous cases where it's been felt like some of the officers involved have gotten away with it.
Well, that's exactly the case. I mean, think about it. Just think about what this says about the value of black life. Right, when black men and women can be shot, have the life extinguished out of them and not face any consequences whatsoever. Sometimes they're not even suspended, you know, and if they are suspended, they're suspended on full pay and they get their pension. I mean, I think sometimes there's been greater concern about people getting away with robbery and other things like that that haven't been life-threatening or lethal. I mean, can you imagine how people would feel, society, if people could just walk into shops and take what they want and go away? There'd be an outcry, yet so many black lives have been lost. I mean, even this year, on the 11th of April, Daunte Wright was shot dead by a female officer. So I think that, you know, with all the best intentions in the world, I think that there has to be accountability. There has to be accountability. And I think that what was different about this trial was the fact that what we've seen in this trial that we didn't see in others was the fact that the members of the police turned against Derek Chauvin, and they said that he did not follow procedure. But however, it was also a bit problematic because they seem to be focusing more on who didn't follow procedure rather than actually questioning their whole attitudes and behaviours and treatment of black and brown communities. But I think that people are just happy that the conviction is there and see that as a starting point for further dialogue. But there has to be change. This can't be a one-off. It has to be that every time, we hope actually that this will be a deterrent, that I shouldn't even say every time, because we don't want to see any more killings of black and brown people, or anyone for that matter. You know, lethal force shouldn't be used, it should be used as a last resort, only when there's a threat to life. But the thing is, there seems to be this notion in the minds of some officers that automatically, if a person is of colour, that they present a threat, whether they're armed or not. So I think that there has to be accountability. There does have to be a re-education. The police forces have to work with communities, with the organisations that are there, that provides the training and the engagement that's needed.
Deborah, we'll leave it there. Deborah, who is from Bournemouth University, she's an academic there. Dr. Deborah Gabriel lectures and is the founder of the British Black Academics. By the way, Derek Chauvin sentenced 8 weeks from now.